This year's U.S. Senate race in Alaska is shattering records for spending, with millions in outside dollars directed mostly toward TV ads. With less than 2 months before the general election, KYUK's Ben Matheson reports that both campaigns are also aggressively seeking an edge on the ground in rural Alaska.
In a Bethel subdivision not far from the Kuskokwim River, Barb Angayak is sacrificing this sunny Saturday for politics. And she's made a game plan.
Houses kind of down the hill, we'll hit that, come up here, get Gwynn's and this.
And Gaik is a volunteer canvasser working on behalf of Democratic candidates, including the Begich campaign. We visit the home of Letitia Gwynn.
What's up, Barb?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
This door-to-door effort is a key part of Begich's strategy for reaching the rural vote. The campaign has 13 field offices across the state, double that of his efforts in 2008. They have staff in Bethel for the first time in decades, and the Alaska Democratic Party is advertising for part-time village-based staff. Max Crows is communications director for the Begich campaign.
That's a show of how committed he is to trying to win votes in rural Alaska and ask Alaskans in Bethel, the YK Delta, as well as across the state for their vote. And to have a conversation about the things that he has been able to do for rural Alaska.
The Begich campaign opened the field office well in advance of the August primary, which named former Attorney General and Natural Resources Commissioner Dan Sullivan as his Republican opponent. Sullivan recently hired a Nome woman, Megan Alvana Stimphel, as their rural coordinator to formally ramp up their rural efforts. Ben Sparks, the campaign manager, says his candidate is taking the rural campaign seriously.
The Begich campaign has made it very clear that they feel as though they have the Alaska Native vote locked up, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Sullivan has 5 offices, but none in rural Alaska. But Sparks says they have tremendous support and organization in what they call super volunteers who reach out to their networks.
Our campaign is not going to rely on paid staffers. We are going to rely on prominent members of the Alaska Native community going and spreading Dan's message. And there's nothing more effective than that.
Both campaigns say nothing replaces having the candidates meet with voters in person. Begich visited in July to open his Bethel office and traveled downriver a few miles to the village of Nabuskiak. Sullivan has not made it in person, but his team says he will be here soon. The incumbent senator recently did the next best thing on KYUK's Friday Talk Line show.
Good morning.
How are you guys
today?
Good
morning, Senator. Good.
Well, good afternoon back here. Good morning to you.
Thank you. All right. Good afternoon.
Mark Trahant is an independent journalist who currently serves as the Atwood Chair of Journalism at the University of Alaska Anchorage and is writing extensively about the Alaska Native vote this year. He expects millennials, those voters roughly between the ages of 18 and 33, to be a pivotal force, and social media to play a big role in the Alaska Native vote.
It won't be a traditionally fought election. It will be based on turnout. And whichever candidate can build a better list of people to turn out is going to be the one who wins.
Back on the ground in Bethel, the front step conversation between Gwynn and Angayak isn't restricted to the future partisan makeup of the Senate.
I'm sure why you guys were coming over here, because I posted on Facebook that I had a hummingbird in my yard. So I've been having all these people come by.
Wow.
Where, Tish, what was it doing?
After an hour of door-to-door conversations, Angayak calls it a day.
There's something different happening this year, and that is this coordinated campaign. You know, helping with volunteers, making sure they know what to do, getting staff out and about to the communities is really, really important and impressive. I think it's really the way to go. It's a different way of running a campaign.
In a year in which she expects the election to come down to a minuscule number of votes, she plans to be out canvassing again soon. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.